Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Item number one, please.
Item number one is an ordinance by Supervisor Rice amending Chapter 9, Code of Ethics of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances as it relates to confidential information, privileged communications, and information required in meetings convened in closed session. On 12-2-10, this item was laid over.
I believe we passed an amendment. Supervisor Sanfilippo will offer an amendment to the resolution.
And that's here.
We've had a number of memos. We've had information from years back regarding our policy in closed session. And Supervisor Rice has offered us an ordinance with its changes. So, Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think we've had several questions that were asked of Corporation Council and been answered. As a result, we did the amendment that we voted on and approved. This was referred back or laid over a couple of times to get questions answered as far as were we to want to come up with a system of recording closed sessions. How we would go about doing that, which I think is a very valid point worth discussing. However, I think it's a completely separate issue from what Supervisor Rice's resolution is. So at this time, I would move approval of the resolution as amended and just, you know, make a recommendation that if we want to proceed with looking at how we're going to go about recording closed session meetings, and if, in fact, we are going to do that. That really is a topic that we should take up on its own and would best be suited to be handled separately. Thank you.
We have a motion of approval of resolution as amended. Supervisor DeBrunk.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess I have a question as to why that wasn't that other look at the whole issue of recording, why it wasn't an agenda item, because this, the committee members, not, I mean, it wasn't unanimous, but committee members specifically requested that that be, you know, realizing that they are separate, but they were looking at it as kind of two different prongs, and I know we've gotten some reports back, and I'm just, you know, so I'm a bit flummoxed by the fact that it's not here on the agenda, because that was the clear wish of multiple members of the committee. So I'm a little concerned. I think there's an assumption in Supervisor Sanfilippo's statements that that would be coming, and I guess I need to hear that that actually is going to be an agenda item. That, I mean, we've got a report from, I believe, from Corp Counsel on it that I was reading just last night, and I think that whether that report is sufficient or not, or whether you agree with that report. It also had Chairman Holloway's initial memo outlining of the procedure and Bill Domina's memo. It had Chairman Holloway's follow-up memo where he removed all that. So obviously it's not something we can discuss in any detail today because it's not on the agenda. But I guess I'm not sure where the decision, I don't know if it was the chair or staff or whose decision it was not to have that come forward.
Well, this Supervisor, I would say that this process to me has been somewhat convoluted, and there was no request, no specific request to have a separate item, and that can occur. I have no problem with that. It's just that originally an ordinance was presented to us, and then all these other materials came forward. And again, I have no problem scheduling a separate item with respect to closed sessions and recordings and all that. I have no problem with that. Supervisor Sanfilippo, what are you going to say, sir?
Yeah, I was just going to elaborate on, you know, and I think we have a whole lot of confusion maybe around this item because I didn't take it as it supposed to be coming back as a separate item either, you know. That's why, you know, at the last meeting when this was laid over, you know, my argument was, well, let's vote on this, and if we want to take that up, my understanding was, you know, those that felt strongly that we needed to discuss that item, you know, would work on a resolution and bring it before the board, and then we could debate it. And I think that's the way really to proceed, is, you know, if somebody feels strongly that we need to come up with a process, you know, put it down in a resolution form and let's debate it, but let's keep it separate from this resolution here.
Supervisor Durant, then Supervisor George.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Obviously, we all kind of interpreted things differently. That's fine. And you know, so I do know that, at least in the memos I was reading, one of the statements that was made, I believe, from Corp Counsel was, if Corp Counsel is asked to put that in the recording of the minutes or recording of closed session in an amendment form or in a resolution form, that they would do so if requested. So I'm going to ask that staff work with Corp Counsel to draw that up. And it will be an individual resolution. It's not necessarily on behalf of the committee, because the committee may not agree. But anyone who's interested in co-sponsoring that is welcome to do so. And I will work with folks, because I do think that's a critical piece of piece of this process. However, it's not an agenda item. So I think we shouldn't discuss it any more than that, I guess. But I would ask that come forward, and that we deal with that hopefully for the next cycle. I do think that's something that should happen sooner versus later, and I think that was the overall intent. I think, and in my mind, it was separate, actually, as a courtesy to Supervisor Rice and yourself and some others who said this is, they are two separate things, whereas initially several of us were like, no, they have to be at the same time. It's just how we interpret it. We've had this multiple times, the ordinance by Supervisor Rice. I've said multiple times why I disagree with it. I'm not going to go through all those again now. I think that this committee certainly heard that. I'd rather speak a little bit more about it with the entire county board on County Board Day, but I do think that this is not something I'm going to support. I'm certainly not going to support it without the other item being approved. But frankly, in all honesty, I wouldn't support it even with that in front of us. So the bottom line is it's taking the wrong piece of the problem that occurred and trying to fix that by what I consider legislative or legal overkill, and not dealing with some of the more critical issues that happened this past summer, from non-notification of the county board for critical instances that are occurring out at BHD. To me, that's much more the failure of the administration to notify county government, either the executive branch and the county executive, the county board chairs, county board chairman, individual members of the board. It's much more, goes to much more the crux of the problem than this follow-up piece. I also think the inconsistency of this county board to adopt this type of legislation when we've done other things that don't seem to fit with this. We have a chairman of the board who's now interim county executive who's had ethics violations. So if the county board is going to elect as the chairman of the board someone with multiple ethics violations to then pass this, it just, the inconsistency sends a message to the public that I don't know how to explain. So I do have issues with this, obviously. I'm not going to support it, but obviously I'm going to hold most of my comments to board day, because frankly, this committee has heard a lot of those objections already. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Jerome. Supervisor Jersey.
Well, I just want to suggest that number one is broad enough for us to discuss a policy of record keeping in closed session, although there's no formal resolution before us to do it. And my recollection of previous sessions on this is, while some supervisors felt strongly about not doing it at all, others felt that if we were going to do this, then we were going to have a record of what was done in closed session. Otherwise, there's no way of confirming, was there a violation, wasn't there a violation, and so on. And you know, I've gone back and forth a little bit on this issue. I mean, it does concern me that there is no ability to protect what goes on in closed session. I think we should be able to protect closed session, and yet I'm not unmindful of the things that Supervisor DeBruin is talking about. And I mean, there are concerns from time to time. I do take exception with our prior colleague who said we go into closed session and discuss inappropriate things. That has never occurred while I've been a member, and I don't think I'd participate. And I've been much more cautious myself now about going into closed session, make sure we always have an attorney's opinion on the appropriateness. That I didn't appreciate that comment, and perhaps I shouldn't be bringing it up because the supervisor's not here to reply. But I do think if we are going to go down this path, then we definitely have to look at how you keep the records in closed session. I think what we had in the packet, and this also goes to the issue of is number one broad enough for us to discuss it, and I think it is. We included in the packet the information about some suggestions on going into closed sessions and how to handle those proceedings. The memo from Chairman Holloway, the January 13th, 05, is certainly one appropriate way to do it. Another question might be, would we want these things kept in Corp Counsel's office as opposed to the clerk's office? Although you do want to have the procedure being able to get to those records if the appropriate members in a closed session want to hear the discussion or refresh themselves. So those are some of my concerns, and I think they're not addressed as we have this agenda today.
Supervisor Brenner.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I also won't go into rehashing all my already expressed reservations regarding this item. Suffice it to say that the resolution before us begs the question, who decides what information is privileged, what information is confidential, and is that decision subject to misuse? From my view, the public's right to know is at the very core of this matter, and I don't believe that right is served by the proposed change before us in current practice.
Thank you, Supervisor. I believe we have a motion to approve the resolution.
Amended.
As amended. Any other comments? Questions? Concerns? Supervisor Jersey?
I would just repeat my comment. I mean, I'm willing to consider this resolution as amended. I think the amendment did improve it. But if I'm forced to vote on this today without having a concurrent resolution on saving the information and preserving it, then I'd have to vote no. So I don't know what the
Supervisor,
my colleagues want to do on that.
Supervisor
Sanford. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Supervisor Rice can speak for himself, but as the author of an amendment, I'm not adverse to putting in language because I frankly think that is a good idea to have a recording, whether it's handwritten minutes or an actual recording, of closed session meetings to prevent some of the things that have happened in the past. I'm not adverse to that. But those who are pushing for that, you know, I would like you to come up and author the amendment, because rather than me do it and then you change it and then I go back and forth, I mean, let's just, you know, come forward with something and let's discuss it. I have no problem with that. You know, I'm open to it. I guess I'm just waiting for those of you who want that to propose it.
I will entertain a motion for layover unless something else is going to happen today. Supervisor DeBruin, Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And maybe I misinterpreted. The packet that we got did have the memos that we all have been referring to. I just assumed that because of the way the agenda was written that we weren't supposed to be discussing that piece of it. But, you know, if we can look at that a little more broadly, that, you know, I actually spent a fair amount of time going back to looking at several past committee meetings where we went into closed session, not just of judiciary, but others, and really tried to go back and play through some of the different options for recording closed session, from a clerk actually taking minutes, which is not recording, but actual minutes, to the recording. So I actually spent a fair amount of time trying to look at the pros and cons of those. And I actually thought that was, you know, that because of the way it was agendized, and I apologize to the chair, I misinterpreted that. So my comments earlier about why wasn't this scheduled, I think in essence it was. So I apologize for those earlier comments. But bottom line, every different vehicle I came up with for a clerk taking annotated minutes still meant that the clerk's subjective judgment as to what was worthy or important enough to record is subjective. And I've happened to be the clerk of my church's session for the last 3 years, and so I now know what it's like to be a clerk. And if you're trying to remove subjectivity, which I thought was the ultimate desire, you have to actually record the minutes versus having someone just, or you go the other way of only recording group decisions or only recording objections to what's being presented, which is so annotated, I don't think it would have ever prevented or helped what occurred last summer. Or other situations that have occurred, there's another piece of this where there's been concern that in closed session contract negotiations, that some of the information in contract discussions and closed sessions have leaked out. And I didn't think that annotated notes would address that either. So the pros and cons that are outlined by the court counsel on actual recorded minutes, they stand. There are pros and there are cons, but I think the pros so strongly outweigh the cons that I think we need to move forward. So I don't know if the chair wants a layover or the only other thing I can think of is trying to put the legislation together before board day, but I think that is pretty rushed. And I don't know any other option, because at this point I don't think you have enough votes right now in this committee to pass it unless that other piece is addressed.
I will say that Supervisor Bruno, I accept your apology for my being here almost 11 years. We've had to apologize to each other periodically, so I accept that. And I want to go to Supervisor Rice and Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you very much. This has been a lengthy and, as you indicated, somewhat convoluted process. I hope that I've not contributed to that delay. I have, in the past, reached out to members of the committee and offered to make changes in the draft and to work, together to address those issues. To my recollection, Supervisor Sanfilippo has taken me up on that, and that's the product of the amendment that you have before you. I agree and concur with his comments that I think the issue of filling the gap in the ethics code, which is the intent of the resolution before you, is separate and apart from this question of recording of closed session meetings. However, I understand and hear the comments of committee members that they feel that's important. I would note for the record that you have before you Mr. Andrews and Mr. Sessions' memo of November 29, the last paragraph of which says that certainly an amendment to the ordinances could address the recording of closed session proceedings. To that end, an amendment to Chapter 1.13 can be crafted at the direction of a legislative sponsor. So I think it's incumbent upon those, members who have got particular issues with a proposed resolution to request that language be drafted rather than coming to a committee meeting and saying, well, it's not before, so let's lay it over once again. I think that delay doesn't add to the consideration of the issue before us. And I am somewhat concerned with the inordinate delay of, just taking action on what's been before you rather than once again coming and saying, well, here's another issue and let's lay this over once again. So I would ask that you do move forward with this, and I'd be happy to work with any or all of you in a cooperative way to address this question of of recording of closed session. Again, you've got it in your packets before. In the past, it has been an administrative action that the county board chairman has directed county board committees to take. I don't know that it again is necessary for us to lay this matter over to enact that. You have the opinion of the Corporation Council, in which he advises that matters be closed session be recorded, and then you've got the history of that having been suggested as a practice by the county board chair, and then a few months later that action rescinded. So, I mean, I think this is again a great deal of ado over something that can be handled administratively. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Rice. Supervisor Joseph.
I think there is one other option to Supervisor DeBruin's concern about closed session materials, and that is to require written opinions and save only the written memorandums or documents and not save testimony. I know a lot of attorneys would suggest it's a very dangerous practice to start keeping verbal comments made in a closed session and memorializing those. And I think it's good practice, and I saw Chairman Cox during budgets, during some difficult budget deliberations, and getting a lot of legal opinions about the legality of some of the employee concessions that we were looking at. And a written opinion was required ultimately in each closed session. And I think that is the only way really to protect ourselves as board members in terms of what we're getting. And it also requires those that we're bringing on as experts and paying for their opinions to really verify what opinions are giving us rather than relying on the tapes. And, you know, I guess in terms of, I've had feelings both ways about how you would keep closed record information. I don't agree with Supervisor Broderick that the public has a right to know everything. We have a right to go into closed session and get confidential information. It's a statutory provision, so clearly it's something that is honored in the statutes. Decision makers have to get information, often personnel, for example, decisions. Those kinds of things are sensitive, but I think we would be very wise to review how we get information in closed session, and for critical decisions, I'm not saying every single time, but certainly critical decisions like an attorney's opinion on whether employee benefit concessions are legal and whether we should pursue them in a budget. That kind of opinion should be given in writing, and that's the kind of thing then that you could memorialize from a closed session without having to necessarily record the entire session. So, I mean, and I haven't carried the ball on this, quite frankly, because I'm not sure how I'd want to go with regard to recording every word at a closed session. I'm just not there yet. So, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Bradley.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I understand the intent and how that might clean up the process, written only. But what's lost, or what's gained by recording, let's say it that way, is a sense of nuance, a sense of emphasis, a sense of tone, nuanced meaning. Did the person say, oh, sure, or oh, sure, on the page? That isn't defined. So while I don't favor this in the first place because I think it's remedying something that the procedure that we've been through here, arguing, debating, everyone being put on notice that of the importance of maintaining confidentiality of information in closed session, I think a lesson has been learned. But to further codify this in ways that the consequences of which may not be completely understood, and there may be unintended consequences that flow from taking affirmative action of this sort, I'm just very reluctant. So if we were to have a record made, I think it necessarily be a recorded record that captures nuance and tone and emphasis and so on.
I want to say that we Supervisor Rice suggested what we have before us is an ordinance change that would affect the code of ethics, and for what has been discussed this morning is something that it appears that some supervisors will put together some information so that it can be agendized, and we will agendize it. I will agendize it, and then we can go forward. One last comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, obviously, I'm going to make a motion to lay this item over for one cycle and one cycle only, with a commitment that I'll take a lead in trying to get that other legislation drafted for that next cycle, and working with different colleagues. And regardless of how far that proceeds or not, I would commit to voting on this item at that cycle. I do think that there's multiple members of the board who will want to consider those items together. And so I'm going to make that motion. If it passes, though, I will commit that the other item would, at least my attempt at that item, would come back at the next cycle with it, so at least there's an initial look. And I certainly would also commit to not trying to delay this resolution any further than that meeting. I'll make that motion to lay it over one more cycle with those caveats.
Thank you, Supervisor. We have a motion for layover for one cycle. Comments? Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
DeBruin?
Aye.
Cesar?
No.
Roger?
No.
Jerson?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
4 ayes, 2 noes, this item is laid over until the next cycle.
Thank you very much.